Hey there, it's Zach. And for today's mini episode, I would like to share with you yet another audio reading of my latest essay over on Substack that's titled When Setting Goals Triggers an Existential Crisis. If you enjoyed this essay and you don't want to miss my future essays, actionable insights, and my soapbox rants about navigating the world as analog humans in today's digital hellscape, make sure to subscribe at zacharnold.com/substack. That's Z-A-C-K, zacharnold.com/substack. And that's also where you're going to find out about my all-new 5-day focus challenge coming up Monday, January 19th. And now, without further ado, here is my 100% AI-free reading of today's Substack essay. Every semester, I conduct a town hall to reconnect with all of my Arnold Academy students so that I can better understand their current needs and circumstances. In our latest town hall, one of our discussion points was the goals question from the GoFAR framework. What do you want to achieve this year and why? This candid response from one of my students, it basically set the temperature for the entire room. My 2025 was so awful. I'm sure I'm not alone in even being able to begin identifying my goals for this year. It's clearly an existential crisis. Given how unpredictable and uncertain both work and life have been since 2020, I'd be hard-pressed to identify a single week in the last 5 years when I haven't helped at least one person navigate an existential crisis. What can I say? It's kind of becoming my thing. If you're struggling to set clear goals for the year ahead, trust me, you are not alone. My suggestion is to simplify the goals question as follows. What do you want? And what don't you want? When you focus exclusively on what you want to achieve, this forces you to think deliberately about specific results. For example, losing weight, acquiring more money and more things, winning awards, getting a new job, completing or winning a specific race. But setting deliberate goals for the year ahead, especially when you're unclear about where you want to go in this next phase of your life, well, that can often make you feel like you're a failure before you even begin. Therefore, it's just so much easier to just stay busy so you have an excuse to not address the existential vacuum that you have been sucked into. When you focus more simply on what you want and what you don't want in your life, however, you have a lot more freedom to set more exploratory goals, such as, I want more control over my time. I don't want to work every weekend. I want to spend more time outdoors with my partner. I don't want to miss my kids' bedtimes, and I want to be happier. While you might not be able to break down these exploratory goals into your daily to-do list quite yet, they can serve as the North Star that helps you from avoiding walking through life in circles. So, what is it that we all want? Ultimately, underneath pretty much everything that we want and don't want is being able to answer yes to the following question. Am I at peace with how I'm spending my time? Unfortunately, the vast majority of students that I work with, and I would venture to guess most of humanity right now, is not at peace with how they're spending their time. And they think the solution is to want more time, more money, less work, and more life. So we work in hopes that it will buy us more money that will then buy us more time and eventually earn us more life. But as we earn more money in service of more time, we inevitably allow our lifestyles to expand such that we then have to use even more time to acquire even more money to sustain our expanded lifestyle needs, and we inevitably end up with way less time working way more. As the resentment, the anxiety, and the lack of fulfillment for how we are spending our time festers and compounds, we then spend the majority of our waking and sometimes even our sleeping hours to earn even more money to acquire even more things that we don't even have the time to enjoy anymore because we're working too much in hopes that our new stuff will then fill the gap between the unhappiness we feel and the peace that we so desperately seek. On the off chance that we do escape this vicious cycle and end up with more time to spend on things other than work, well, we still don't end up getting healthier, getting organized, or reconnecting with everyone that we said we really needed to catch up with. Instead, we collapse and we TikTok because we no longer have any idea who we are in our lives when we are not working. Hey, ask me how I know all of this. Not only do I help my students navigate the terrifying waters of uncertainty in both work and life every single day, but I too found myself sucked into the existential vacuum at the height of my Hollywood career editing the number one show on television. I was overworked, underappreciated, and exhausted. And when I wasn't working, I was borderline comatose, sleeping 12 hours a day or more. I'm ashamed to say it, but I literally slept through an entire family vacation. One, because I was burned out, and two, because I was too afraid to face the reality that I had no idea what my life looked like when I wasn't working. I was definitely not at peace with how I was spending my time. Had you asked me 10 years ago, what do you want? I would have crawled out of my pit of despair just long enough to quietly whisper, I want more work-life balance. But little did I know at that time this dirty little secret. Work-life balance is bullshit. Yes, I realize this may come as a shock given I have spent the last 10 years encouraging creatives just like you to prioritize your health, your well-being, and build an identity beyond the job title that's on your resume. But in my endless pursuit for more work-life balance, here's what I've discovered. The pursuit of work-life balance is not only futile, it is also meaningless. Hey, you know what? You want to hear more? Keep an eye on your inbox or this podcast on Friday morning because I'm going to be sharing what I consider the most important discovery that I've made in my entire 25-year career that has allowed me to be more at peace with how I'm spending my time and that has allowed me to escape the treadmill of endlessly failing to achieve more balance in my life. But in the meantime, I would love to know over at Substack, what needs to change for you to feel more at peace with how you are spending your time this year? Again, that is zacharnold.com/substack, zacharnold.com/substack. And if you're so inclined, I'm also going to be launching a brand new, never before done, free 5-day focus challenge. So save the date for Monday, January 19th through Friday, the 23rd. I'm going to be launching this brand new challenge to help you set clear goals for the year ahead. Yes, even if you're in the middle of an existential crisis, so you can get clear on what to prioritize next. In the meantime, thank you so much for letting me into your inbox, your earbuds, and your heart. Take care and be well.